Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. We've been talking about the importance of the Word of God and also the importance of the Holy Spirit to quicken and to unveil or reveal the Word of God to us. God was so gracious to give us the Holy Spirit. It was poured out on the church at the day of Pentecost. And to every born-again believer who accepts Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes to make residence in that spirit that has confessed Jesus. But unfortunately, there are so many dear people who have been brainwashed with religious misinformation, heresy, and in some cases, out-and-out lies about who and what God is and what He does. Some have been taught some of the most unscriptural teachings. Beloved, we've been given the Great Commission that we should go forth preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in power and authority. But so often we have been preoccupied with building bigger and better places, churches, cathedrals, and we forget the importance of the souls of men. We've been concerned with outward appearances, just like the religious leaders of Jesus' time. Beloved, human nature has not changed over the centuries. Jesus said, in John, the 10th chapter, verse 10, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Hear what Jesus said. It's the thief that robs, steals, and kills. Let me put it to you like this. It's the thief that makes you sick, robs you of happiness, tears up your home, takes that child and brutalizes his or her life. It is the thief that destroys your hopes and dreams, your heart's desires and plans. It's the thief that kills that joy and happiness that so many once had. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief has come for one reason only, and that's to do evil." That's his very nature. Steal, kill, and destroy. But God is a good God, and He will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. But we have to understand the importance of allowing the Holy Spirit preeminence in our lives. If we live in the Spirit, Paul says we ought to walk in the Spirit. In other words, our day-to-day lives should reflect an ongoing and ever-increasing sensitivity and relationship with the Spirit of God. Jesus said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand, it will fall." God cannot be contrary to His nature. He would fall, and you know God isn't going to fall. We need to understand that the devil is the thief. Jesus is not the thief. God is not the thief. The Holy Spirit is not the thief. The thief is the devil. And, beloved, we grieve the Holy Spirit today by our acts of rebellion, our unbelief, our strife, and indifference to His wooing. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit has feeling. What does the Word tell us in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30? It states, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He's the most wonderful friend that you can have. He performs certain functions, but all of them are to amplify the sovereignty, the majesty, the lordship of Jesus Christ. First of all, we know that he teaches. In John 14 and 26, the word tells us, and these are the words of Jesus, I will pray the Father. He did this, he prayed this before his passion and suffering and death. And he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. I'm going to read verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. That he was saying this to his disciples, but then he goes on, he completes that sentence, it's all in red letters, and shall be in you. And that, of course, was referring to everyone who's believed on their word since that time. And we also know that the Holy Spirit witnesses in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 16, the word of God tells us, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We know that he intercedes for us in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 26. Let me open to that. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. We also know one of the purposes of the Holy Spirit is to reveal, to give us revelation. We find that in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And also, we know from Scripture that he commands. We see that in Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, and they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And then we also know that he speaks, clearly spoken of in Revelation, the second chapter, verse 7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And one of the chief ways the Holy Spirit operates in our lives is to testify of Jesus. In John, the 15th chapter, verse 26, these are the words of Jesus, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. We also can understand from Scriptures that account in Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 3, when the Holy Spirit was lied to. Remember, Peter said, he spoke to Ananias, he said, why has Satan put it into your heart to lie unto the Holy Ghost? We know the Holy Spirit can be grieved. Ephesians 4:30, I shared that with you. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And then in Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 31, it says, Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. So we know that he can be blasphemed. Ephesians 6 and 10 states, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then there's some beautiful references in the 91st Psalm, and here we see the Lord is speaking to us. I feel this is a personal word as I was reading this, that this is for you to claim for your life right now. Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. Because, and he's speaking to you, beloved, he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Are some of you finding yourself in trouble today? Hear his word, I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation. Praise God. And then going back to John, the 14th chapter, let me turn back to that quickly. In verses 13 and 14, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Beloved, sometimes we grieve the Holy Spirit because we don't allow him to teach us about Jesus, of Jesus, that we are in Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 2 and 26 states, for God giveth to a man that which is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. So, beloved, God has given us the Holy Spirit, and my prayer is that we can be ever sensitive to him and hear him ministering to us, because he's constantly there. He's your, not only your comfort, but he is encouraging you continually. But so often we get caught up in trials and troubles that we just have a deaf ear. We're caught up in our emotions and we don't allow the sweet presence of the Holy Spirit to minister to us. Well, perhaps in the next few broadcasts, we're going to ask God to do that. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And also, if you do have prayer needs, so many of God's dear saints are going through some very, very difficult times right now. There's power in agreement. And as the scriptures I've been sharing, when we call upon him, he will hear us and he will answer. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I know that I do pray for you every day. You see, I'm partners in my radio family. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.